And that is the hymn we're going to be taking a look at today on Law and Gospel on this December the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. And it is a Rumination Tuesday, which means we have with us our good friend, the Reverend Mark Smith. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? You all ready for Christmas?
Yes, I am. And are you?
Yeah, oh, sure. Absolutely.
How was your Lenten services? Did you get through the alphabet?
Lenten service.
Advent.
Tom, come on. Come on.
I'm talking about last year's Lenten services.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Were they pretty good?
I can't even remember what the theme was of Lenten.
Yeah, it was about Jesus.
Yes, I know that.
Okay. How were your Advent services?
They're very good. Yes,
we did. Did you get through the alphabet?
We had three. We sure did.
Oh,
yes.
I can't imagine how. What was Z?
Z? Let's see. What was Z? What was Z? I'm trying to think what Z was.
Zealot.
No, it wasn't Zealot.
Oh. Boy.
X was, now X was, what I did was I imposed, you know, the chi rho, the two letters,
yeah.
the Greek chi
and rho. It looks like
rho,
a P and an X.
And it for Christos. So that's
yes,
how I did
that was
X.
Good.
But Z, what was Z? Oh, zeal. It was zeal.
Oh, well, that's what
I
said.
Yeah.
Zealot.
Zeal. Well, zealot, yeah.
Well, zealots are people with great zeal.
Yeah. They're also militant, too.
Yeah. Well, some of them, yes. Aren't we zealots for Jesus?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Fools for Christ.
All righty. You're not familiar with this hymn, are you?
No, I have to say. I'm not as familiar as I am.
And I know why.
Why?
It was written by Martin Luther.
Oh.
You're never familiar with any of his hymns.
No, I'll say that this is rich in theology. I'm not particularly crazy about the tune, but
yes,
it's very rich in theology.
His always are. And by the way, it was translated partially by Gregory Wismar, who was a classmate of mine.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes.
I think you've talked about him before.
Well, every time he translates, yes.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead with the first stanza.
We praise you, Jesus, at your birth. Clothed in flesh, you came to earth. The Virgin bears a sinless boy, and all the angels sing for joy. Alleluia.
Every now and then, I hear Christmas songs I'm unaware of or was not as aware of as normal. There's one out, Did Mary Know?
Oh, yeah. Kenny Rogers? No.
Well, no, a lot of people have done it. And
Mary, did you? That's not Mary, Did You Know?
Yeah, I think that's
Mary, what, Did You Know?
Mary,
yeah,
Mary did you know?
Yes.
And Pentatronics sing a really... Pentatronics is a group that's very popular. In fact, I was using some of their hymns with youth confirmation at Trinity Orchard Farm yesterday, and they were singing along. But they take hymns that are somewhat familiar and then put a little twist to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's five people. That's why they call it Pentex. And one will be going like, ooba, 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 you know. there's no instruments at all.
Oh, really?
It's just the five of them. Very,
no kidding.
Very good. The best line is it, if I recall it, something along the lines of, did Mary know that when she kissed her baby, she kissed the face
of God.
Isn't that a great line?
Yes.
Yeah, it just gets you thinking a little bit more.
You know, that's my. It happens to be. We were just talking about this hardly 3 days ago. That's one of the favorite songs of my son-in-law.
Really?
He loves that song.
Wow. Yeah, it became. We had a new girl in our confirmation. She's not a member of Trinity, but she wanted to come to confirmation. Our Sunday school superintendent brought her. And that's her favorite song. She mentioned that in class, so I looked it up and played it. And, boy, it is really good, the words. And the way the animatronics do it, I think, is really good. But why did that remind me of that? The Virgin bears a sinless boy, and all the angels cry for joy, or sing for joy.
Sing for joy.
Did Mary know he was sinless? See, a lot of questions there. Did Mary know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. There are a few times that it says she pondered them in
her heart. Right. Yeah. How much was she able to put together and understand? But she did ponder those things in her heart, and it probably a lot of went on as she thought about it, pondered it.
Well,
with the power of the Holy Spirit made.
Yes.
You know.
The angel told her. From Isaiah 7:14, his name is going to be Emmanuel, which means God with us.
That's right.
So,
and even explained how this would happen since she, had not had relations with a man. The power of the Most High will overshadow you.
That's right. Somebody asked to explain that, how that medically happened. And I said, I'll do that if you explain how scientifically the Lord's Supper happens.
Yes.
Which nobody can.
No.
And so I can't either, but the conclusions are that he's God, he's sinless, without any sin at all, took sin upon himself. So this hymn, We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth, by a portion of it by Martin Luther, I'll read the second stanza. Now in the manger we may see God's Son from eternity, the gift from God's eternal throne, here clothed in our poor flesh and bone. Reminds me of a couple of things here. That one of the things I have for confirmation class at Trinity Orchard Farm is things aren't really what they seem to be. And one of the examples I gave, after some using analogies from today, was that if other people had walked by the stable that night or seen him, they never would have guessed he was God.
No.
Yes.
No.
The shepherds, they bowed.
Yes.
And the wise men later.
Yes. They had been told
specifically,
you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Yes. And so, here clothed in poor flesh and bone. There's a hymn, Away in a Manger. You know it well.
Right.
But there's that line in there, no crying he makes.
No crying he makes, right.
Now, there's no biblical evidence for
that.
No. Plus, there's evidence that he did cry.
Right.
Twice.
Let's see.
Lazarus, he wept.
Right. Oh, you mean like weeping tears.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then also over Jerusalem.
He wept over Jerusalem as he approached it. Right.
Right.
You're right. Those are two instances.
And I'm confident he cried when he was crucified.
Well, he certainly was going through the agony.
The pain. Yeah,
the agony of pain, sure.
Yeah. Yes. So, or maybe he yelled out. And there was one movie about Jesus where he was screaming when the nails went in.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of.
And yet he went like a lamb to the slaughter.
Well, there it means he didn't defend himself before the trial because he knew what his father's will was. So a lot, you're correct, a lot in this particular hymn. So go ahead with stanza 3.
The Virgin Mary's lullaby calms the infant Lord Most High. Upon her lap content is he who keeps the earth and sky and sea. Hallelujah. You know, that's something we have to keep in mind, you know.
Yes.
You hear that other song, But Poor Baby Jesus. It talks about the poor baby Jesus in the manger. But, you know, here he is. He's master over the whole universe.
Yeah.
The same little baby that was nestled in the Virgin Mary's lap was the creator of earth and sky and sea and everything.
Yes.
Now, he never ceased to be God.
Right, right. Although there's no biblical evidence that upon her lap content is he.
That he's content, you mean?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, what do you think? I think as a baby he was content in his mother's arms.
It's hard to understand how a sinless baby would respond.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take very long. You've had children, I've had children, to figure out they're sinners.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, why are they crying when I'm trying to sleep? Boy. Well, they're hungry.
Well, sure.
Something else. So this is a mystery, but I'm confident upon her lap contented is he. A lot of artistic renderings have her holding him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that even when he cried, it wouldn't have been a sinful cry.
No, not at all.
No. Either he was hungry or whatever.
It's the only way a baby could communicate, right? And he was a true baby.
Stanza 4, the light eternal breaking through made the world so gleam anew. His beams have pierced the core of night. He makes us children of the light. Alleluia. You know, poetry is like the Apocrypha. I'm sorry, Apocalypse. Yes. Well, I better watch that.
Better watch your...
Yeah. Like going to heaven as a slain lamb.
Uh-huh,
like,
yes.
You really didn't, but the reason they use that language is to make the point of the effects of Jesus. And here he made the world to gleam anew. His beams have pierced the core of night. And how does that happen? It's through his speaking.
He's the light of the world.
Yeah, he's the light of the world. The light eternal breaking through.
Yeah, the darkness could not overcome it.
No. And who is the darkness?
Satan.
Yeah, Satan. Yeah, that's another metaphor that those in darkness, that's referring to hell and Satan, and the light of the world is referring to Jesus. And then you'll like stanza 5, because you've already talked about it.
Yeah, the very God.
No.
The very Son of God sublime entered into earthly time to lead us from this world of cares to heaven's courts as blessed heirs. Alleluia.
Notice who's running the verbs.
God.
What do I mean by that?
It's God's doing. It's not our doing.
Exactly.
It's God's doing. That's good hymnody.
Yes.
When it's God running the verbs and not us. It's not about me. You know, a lot of these songs today, it's about me. I feel this, I do this. No, it's not me. It's about him. That's different between hymns and songs.
One of the more popular songs, not a hymn, a girl singing, "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Yes. Oh, I know. Oh, I'll tell you, I get so disappointed. These stations, that you hear, Christmas stations, Christmas music. It's the same old fluff. You know, why don't they get some good sacred music on there that really has some substance to it? I get so sick and tired of these same old songs over and over and over and over again.
Yes, although every now and then, like they sang "Oh Holy Night" was one of them, and they did do "A Silent Night." So every now and then, one comes through with Christ at the core of it.
Right,
but they're. Do you know what they're sponsored by? 97.1. No.
See that
1250 the. Station that does music all the time was by the Roman Catholic Archdiocese.
I see.
And then right after that, they played, wasn't a hymn, it was a song again, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy.
And you know, for some people, that is their idea of Christmas music.
You know why?
Santa Claus comes to town, or Frosty the Snow. That is their idea of Christmas.
Yeah, I heard one person just before he played Frosty the Snowman. He says, "When I was a kid, I cried."
Oh, because Frosty melted away.
Yes. But the reason they love these songs, it reminds them of a past where...
Their youth,
yeah. Yes, where Santa Claus was kissing mommy, or something like that. That's why listening to KFUO, you've got good hymnody.
Right.
No doubt about that. All right. So we're, down to 6?
Yes.
In poverty, he came to earth, showing mercy by his birth. He makes us rich in heavenly ways as we, like angels, sing his praise. What does that mean, in poverty he came to earth?
Well, he, of course, you know, his state of humiliation. He left all the glories and grandeur of heaven and was born in a stable, the son, the humble son of a carpenter.
Right. So he, shall we say that he left behind his divine attributes?
No. He did not do that. Because don't forget.
Explain that.
Because, well, he never ceased to be God.
Yes.
He was still, as it says, he who keeps the earth and sky and sea was it never ceased to be that.
Yes.
That person of deity. But he did not always use his
divine power.
Now,
I think the
important
word there is always.
Right.
Because sometimes he did.
Right.
Can
miracles.
You think of,
miracles.
Well, sometimes the Father.
Yeah.
You know, he thanked the Father for the miracle.
Right.
But there are occasions when he himself, the one I remember best is he's in a boat that's sinking and he says, "Peace be still."
Yes, and they calmed the winds and the waves.
That's right.
Right.
And the disciples got an inkling there.
And his first miracle, changing water into wine.
Yes, a huge amount of energy. And it even says at that point that they, you know, believed in him. When's the first time, do you remember, the disciples referred to him as God?
Well, Peter, when he said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Yes.
On it, they were in, they were on their way to Caesarea Philippi.
Okay. The one I keep in mind is after my namesake, Thomas.
Thomas, you are my Lord and my God.
Yeah.
Well, that was after the resurrection.
Right.
But Peter professed him even way before that.
As the Son of God, but not God.
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that's interesting. So you make that distinction, though,
yes.
That Thomas is the first one that says, "My Lord and my God."
Well, look at how many Christians, when they refer to Jesus as the Son of God, don't believe
that's
divine.
Yeah. Yeah, for instance, that's the, I think that's the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, yeah, that
they make that distinction.
Angel or this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our confirmants at Trinity Orchard Farm asked last week, in fact, "I really have trouble with the Trinity." You know.
Who doesn't?
Yes. And so we spent about a half hour then going through it, because we're on the Apostles' Creed at this point. So, by the way, if you're listening, we do have a test tonight. So,
for the confirmants.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
These are the public school
I'm
ones.
Sure they're listening, yeah, because they're out of school this week, see.
Actually, Trinity doesn't get out till today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, I was told by the principal that I need to show up at 1:30. That's their Christmas parties, and they have presents for me.
Oh, wow. That'll be fun.
Well, I'm not sure.
You going to dress up as Santa?
No. I'm going to dress up as Pastor Baker.
It's even better.
Yes. Yeah. Because Nicholas. Santa, yeah, Nicholas.
Saint Nicholas.
Was a Christian, so. Would you read the last stanza, 7?
"All this for us our God has done, granting love through his own Son. Therefore all Christendom rejoice and sing his praise with endless voice. Alleluia."
You know, Luther was just great at law and gospel.
Very.
And does this verse express law or gospel? This last verse.
Let's see. "All this for us our God has done, granting love through his..." Yes, that's
totally
right.
Gospel.
Oh, absolutely.
And what's the biggest word? Where do you change the history of the Bible into the gospel? There's two words there that do it.
Love through his own Son.
No, those aren't the ones I would say. Like, for instance,
all this
a person can believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead and still go to hell.
Right.
So what makes it gospel?
For you. For you.
That's right.
For you. For and, or for us, as it says.
Exactly. The for
right.
us.
Right.
And that's what the world doesn't understand today. That his death on the cross, even his birth, was for you.
Us. Yes, for us.
For us,
you.
Yes.
Right. Let's explain that a little bit more. A person, you say a person can believe all those things.
All
that,
the history
that he came
of the Bible.
To earth.
Oh, yeah.
They died on the cross. But if he doesn't understand that it's for him,
if he doesn't
it's
understand,
all for naught.
If he doesn't move from history to promise.
Right. Okay.
See, the gospel is not just the history.
Right.
Although it includes it. But he died for me.
For me.
In fact, what do you say when you do the Lord's Supper? Remember the words of institution.
The words of institution. On the night our Lord was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you."
That's
for
right.
the remission of sins.
That's where the gospel comes mm-hmm. in. And you really hit it well, for the remission of sins. Until they hear that part, they can remain a Pharisee who believed all the history of the Old Testament. They believed Adam and Eve were real, six-day creation. They believed in David and Solomon and all these characters that some people say never existed. And yet God looked at them and said, "Your father is the devil."
Right. Well, you've just given some very helpful advice for Sunday school teachers and all Christians teachers,
yes.
that they want to get across that point that this is for you.
That's you know, because what needs to be done. Yes.
Exactly. That needs to be stressed.
That's the Christmas message.
And preachers too, pastors too need to remember that. It's not just a history lesson,
yeah.
but it's for us. That's what makes it a sermon, a devotion.
I'm still working on my typewriter or keyboard for the long gospel key. Once you're done the sermon, then you hit that long gospel key. And it goes through, and if you ever have you as a subject with an active verb, namely how you're saved, that's confusing long
yes.
gospel.
Yes, that's right.
And
it should be passive, right?
That's right. And sermons that just tell the story, it's not worth it. Yeah. I mean, people know the story, but what's the significance? And there are so many churches, unfortunately, that say the significance of Christmas is giving gifts.
Yeah. Even the Christmas story. What did the angel say to the shepherds?
Yes.
"Unto you is
born
this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
Yeah. The "for you" makes all the
yes.
difference. So when are your Christmas services this weekend?
Christmas Eve, 7 p.m. A little bit later this year. Because
okay.
Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. Christmas Day at the regular times, it's Sunday morning, 9 o'clock.
Okay. I'm also having a 9 o'clock Christmas Day service at Trinity Orchard Farm, but Christmas Eve is at 6:30 for the early service and then the midnight at 11.
Oh, you have midnight service.
Well, we're having 11 o'clock, yeah.
Oh,
by the time
you.
I'm done preaching, it'll be midnight. All right. Till tomorrow, Insight Wednesday. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.